Good morning. Welcome back, you guys. Thank you for listening. It's the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Got a tree issue. It's really bizarre.
So do I. Yeah. Thanks for not following up. I showed you a picture of a tree falling in my garage.
So it fell.
Yeah.
Wow, that's not good.
And it fell on a power line. We're waiting for it to come up.
Oh, my God.
Do you have electricity?
Yeah, everything's fine, and nobody's, it's not sparking or anything, but we're waiting to find out if what our next step is. But go ahead with your tree talk.
Well, you know,
you want to give it an intro or?
Yeah, let's do it. Donna's trees, she talks and we pay attention. Yeah,
right. I've been waiting for this segment all of my life.
All right, that's good. So I have an ash tree in my yard. Everybody's cutting down ash trees, right?
The ash borers.
Right. Emerald ash borer is a problem. So in parks, they're cutting them down everywhere. I will not cut this tree. One day, I get an email from, let's just say, XYZ Tree Care.
Okay.
That I've used before to treat my ash tree. I said, yeah, we're thinking about coming out in August. Everything, you want us to come? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. One day I come home from work and I see a big tag on my ash tree. So I'm like, oh, XYZ Tree Care was here. Great. Today, I get a text from XYZ Tree Care and they say, hey, we're going to be coming out within the next 5 days to treat your ash tree. Got to be careful with that one.
You do.
And I'm like, what are you talking about, XYZ? You were already here. And they're like, that wasn't us. Huh. Who randomly comes into people's yards and starts treating their trees? I didn't hire somebody else.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
No, but are you sure that they treated it, or could it have been the city coming through, identifying it, and tagging it?
Coming into someone's private yard?
Yeah, until you paid off the mortgage, I think the city owns it or something. I don't know.
All right,
I don't know how life works.
So... I had my brother, who's visiting, take a picture of the tag, and it is a different tree company.
Really?
It says, this tree has been treated.
No.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah?
Are you firm of where it is on the property line?
Yeah. It's my tree.
It's not your neighbor's tree.
It is not my neighbor's tree.
So?
It says, I can't really read what it says.
This is intriguing.
That's funny.
Thank you. Rim shot?
Yeah.
Unless they were just passing by. You know how people like solicit for tree care and things like that?
But if it says this tree has been treated.
It doesn't say that, actually. I can't read what it says. But how bizarre. If anybody had similar experiences.
First of all, they tagged this with a piece of metal.
It's big. Oh, yeah.
It's like a dog collar.
Yeah, it's usually smaller. So I'm like, okay, so now am I going to be double paying? Because I've been looking for a bill from XYZ Tree Care.
Well, first of all.
I've got a collar. Go ahead, Steve.
You would never pay this bill. If someone came and gave you service that you did not order, ever, 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 never, ever.
Okay.
Okay. So you need to release that. You're not going to pay people. If they did treat your tree and you did not call them and say, can you come and treat my tree?
Right.
You don't pay for that.
Okay.
Thanks. In anything like that.
Great.
That being said, they nailed that sun gun right into the
trunk. Oh, they sure did.
And it looks like a dog collar.
Yeah. Like a tag.
This is all very weird.
Let's see.
We got Beth.
Hey, Beth. Beth, welcome to My Talk 107.1 Tree Talk. Your thoughts on the experience that Donna just told us about?
Yes. So, Donna, this happened to us at our last townhome. The tag may be from the company, but the company is likely hired out by the city. Steve was right in thinking that it's likely the city going around. So I would call the city and ask if they know anything. Because we had that problem. We had some trees in we lived in a townhome with an association. And all of a sudden, one day I came out and all of our trees were tagged. And I called the association. They didn't know what was going on. Called the company. They didn't know what was going on. Finally figured out calling the city what was going on.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah, okay. Because there is a phone number on the tag.
Yes.
And a name of a company on the tag.
So you might...
Yeah, and they... They just, like I said, they just may be hired out by the city, and they just are using their tags. But I would see if you can call the city and get any info from them.
Great. Thank you. Great tip.
Yeah.
I'll do that today.
My friend had a tree on his property, and he came out one day, and there were guys in the high-rise situation, and they were like cutting a branch trimming down. He came out. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. What's going on
here?
Who
are you? Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we're from the city or something like that. And, you know, that's hanging down on that wire. So we were just trying to help you out. And he was like, oh, okay, then do it. Or like it was going to fall down into their yard, something like that. And they were in the area doing stuff. And they were like, oh, that branch is going to fall. We should take that off.
Don't you think you should ring someone's doorbell and say, hi, I'm from the city?
You could argue that.
Okay. All right. So I got some calls to be making. Thank you.
My dream is getting closer to becoming true, which is Donna attending and getting very involved at a city council meeting. It'd be great.
Oh, my God. I would love it. Oh, my gosh. That's funny, Steve. Got a little music news real quick. Garth Brooks is going to be narrating a series. This sounds actually really good. On national parks. Me likey. It's called America's National Parks. It'll be on Nat Geo and Disney Plus at the end of the month. Five parks will each get their own episode. Grand Canyon, Yosemite, Big Bend, Badlands, and Hawaii Volcanoes National Park.
How wonderful. All right, now we got two more quick hits. Iggy Azalea is coming out of retirement. In a series of tweets, she said, a year ago, I was willing to walk away from the music business because I was tired of the negative energy it attracted. But what I've learned is that even when I'm minding my business, y'all going to be negative and nosy. So if I can't have peace, neither can you. I'm coming back. Cry about it. So wow. Iggy Azalea.
I do like Iggy Azalea.
I remember that one song I liked.
Fancy was a pretty good song. I was going to maybe play it, but it might have swear words in it. I don't know.
And then Olivia Newton-John news that you have.
Yes. So fans have been downloading her music amid news of her passing. And seven of her songs now occupy the iTunes top 10 in several countries. In the U.S., what song do you think takes the number one spot, Rocco?
Physical? Nope. No, something from Greece.
You're the one that I want.
You're right. It's something from Greece. It's slow.
Hopelessly Devoted.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So that is on the top. That's our number one on the songs chart.
Gosh,
Magic is number two.
That is just the best.
And then the Beyonce and Madonna's Break My Soul comes in at number three. Oh, love it. You're the One That I Want took number four. And then Xanadu, Let Me Be There, Physical, Have You Never Been Mellow, and Xanadu occupy spots six through nine. And then Kate Bush is running up that hill. So that's good news. That's cool.
When we come back, we have some news about the battle over Prince's estate, which we'll get to. Also, a fashion icon passed away, and he was responsible for one of the more memorable looks, I think you could argue, of the last 30 years. We'll tell you about it when we return. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Donna and Steve at your service on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Can I file a complaint?
Sure. Can I stop you?
I just feel that we all see each other, whether we're in studio, whether I'm at the St. Paul studio or the Chaska Bureau, wherever, we have a video system and we see each other. And like right now, I'm looking at Donna. I can't see Rocco. He's behind me. And so I can't see him.
Oh, I see. Like in real life.
In real life. Like right now, I can't. I couldn't see him. So we watch the video and we can all see each other. And if I'm ever somewhere, it allows us to all see each other. It's great, right?
Sure.
Your camera setup, and I just figured this out. And for anyone who's been struggling with their Zoom appearance or whatever, the camera over there in the lead chair, Donna's chair, is wonderful. The times that Donna has been out and I've sat there and fired up StreamYard, my confidence has been sky high because I feel like the lighting is good over there and the angle. You know what I realized? Look how your monitor is propped up on no less than what, four reams of paper.
Right.
I'm at a one ream of paper situation.
Steve, right now I'm looking at you and you are not there. It is more me. It's me upside down.
Right. That's because
the camera is facing me.
As I was starting this, then it fell off.
Oh, there he is.
You
know, it's just life is about angles, right? And
sure.
Certainly,
if you
when
say
it comes
so.
To pictures.
Oh, sure.
And there's a way to have a double chin. And there's a way. There was that TikTok trend recently, the Instagram Reels trend recently, where it's like, you're not ugly, just look up. And so people start with a really bad, we've all been there, right? Hypothetically, let's say you're on the toilet. And then you open up the phone, and you're like, oh my gosh, camera's on. Oh my gosh, it's in selfie mode. And it's just looking right up at your chin. Mm. And then if you lift it up and above you, it's like getting gastric bypass. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. What I wish is that everyone was on the same page. When you hand your camera to someone and go, can you take a picture of us? Queen. And they're like, sure. And they're moving the camera way down. Always aim from up high.
Always. I'll stop people. I'll say, nope, I hate that angle. This is not this is not going to be good for any of us.
You're fired.
I see a lot of like Gen Zers doing this thing where, is it because they're in such good shape? That's why.
Yeah, probably.
They're holding it, Donna, almost out like in front of their chest. And
oh,
I'm like,
really?
What's going on here? We used to have interns at, I used to be a local television star.
Is that right?
And we had interns, they would take pictures of us with the audience after, and they would hold it at this weird low angle. And I thought, don't they know? I guess they just don't need the angles yet.
Yeah.
I'm in a jet.
No. You need to stay here.
Issey Miyake. Have you ever heard of Issey Miyake?
No.
Okay, Issey Miyake was a famed Japanese fashion designer who is making news, sadly, because he just passed at the age of 84. Now, I know Issey Miyake because I love fragrances. I have purchased Issey Miyake cologne before. Issey Miyake also makes a perfume as well. I've purchased that for my wife. It's a lovely, lovely scent. So I know him from the world of fragrance. I did not know that he was a fashion designer, but the name jumped out when I saw the headline this morning. They say the revolutionary Japanese fashion designer has died at 84. His company announced this, but see if you can figure this out. And if I already put it in, don't look at it if I did. Okay, yeah. What famous look, and I would argue one of the more famous, though understated looks of the last 30 years. What look, and it was a look particular to a person who has since passed away. Japanese fashion designer Issey Miyake, who just passed at 84, was responsible for
Steven Seagal.
Yep.
No, but
good guess, right?
You are so close. Now, really? You're probably going that way because Steven Seagal is very much into Asian design and Asian culture.
Chuck Norris.
You're close in that you're close with the name.
Steven Tyler's feet.
Oh!
Rocco!
Too soon, Rocco.
Issey Miyake's not responsible for that. God is.
And you still keep the faith after seeing Steven Tyler's feet.
Oh, Lord. We're never going to get Steven Tyler on the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Steve
Martin Perry.
How many Steves do we know? This is a fun game now.
Steve the Bigfoot guy from Tofty.
He has since passed away. Okay. Steve.
Stevie Wonder.
It's an iconic look, though. It's very understated.
Stevie Wonder was a good guess.
And to think that it even came from a fashion designer designed it. Steve. Honestly, the look looks like, you know, I shop at Costco. It looks like something you would get in Costco's clothing department.
Oh, this is so interesting.
What fashionable Steve are we forgetting, Donna?
Well, you're going to... I don't think you're going to describe this person as fashionable, though Issey Miyake the late created this look for him. Again, it looks like something you would find in the Costco clothing department, and I don't say that disrespectfully. I wore Costco clothing yesterday.
So does it have to do with sweatpants or sweatshirts?
Turtleneck.
Oh, Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
Oh, how about that?
Issey Miyake is said to have created the black turtleneck look for Steve Jobs.
Interesting.
And I looked at it. I pulled it up on the old internet. Like, was I missing something? It is a very understated mock turtleneck shirt. It doesn't even appear. It's not a sweater. It's a shirt. It just, I mean, that is Costco clothing written all over it.
Oh, it's a mock?
It's a mock. Yeah, he's not full. Jobs wasn't folding that down.
Wait, it's a dickie?
That's a
dickie? No, but it's not a mock turtleneck. And then it's the turtleneck goes halfway up. There's no folding that is required of the turtleneck.
Oh, I see. You don't flip it over on top. Okay, just go, I see. That's not, is that a mock? That's not
that's a
mock.
Yeah, that's a mock.
Turtleneck talk. You need me to make an open? Or?
Yeah, yes, you may please. As well. Okay. Yes. Wait, hang on. What is a mock? Turtleneck.
Mock means fake, right?
Because well, I was thinking a mock turtleneck was like dicky, but I could be totally
no. Honest. But a full turtleneck is a fold down. So a mock, like the ripoff of it, is you don't even have to fold this down. It's just going to cover your Adam's apple. A collar that is lower and usually looser than a turtleneck and it's not turned over. That's okay. A mock turtleneck.
All right.
Listen, great. Guys, don't push me on mock turtlenecks because I wore them religiously okay. My senior it's year, fine. Including my senior photo.
And can we just go back to picture taking?
Okay.
Omen sent us an email, says, hey, everyone is different, guys. I look awful from a high angle and prefer a straight on shot. Granted, the low angle isn't good for under the chin, but a high angle often looks bad to me. It distorts the body shape and makes the head look weird and big. But my point is, everybody's different. So no single angle works for everybody.
Okay, but no, but Omen, we all agree that the up angle is terrible. Objectively, it's bad for everyone. That much we can agree on.
Yes.
We're going to have you call this number, 651-641-1071. Oh, oh, you can play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, that game next.
Hello! Welcome back. Thank you for checking out the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun.
And claps are free. We're going to play a game. We play it every day at 10:30. We already have a caller on the line. Let's do it.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host.
DJ Rock Lobster.
I want to see how smart you are.
Yeah, I do. I also want to celebrate Connecticut Day.
Oh, neato. It's I spent some time neat. In Connecticut.
Yeah, I suppose that's kind of close to New Jersey, yeah, right? Except yeah. It's like more smart people and stuff.
Rich people. Yeah.
But I'm not going to do films set in Connecticut or famous people from Connecticut. Today, what's Connecticut's postal abbreviation?
You mean like zip code?
CT. No,
yeah, CT.
Oh, that's I'm sorry.
I'm going to quiz you on people with the initials CT. And to keep it fair, I will not ask any questions about country legend Conway Twitty.
wow.
On the phone, though, to play along and to see who knows more about celebrities with the initials CT is Nikki.
Woohoo!
Woo! That's most hey. Exciting. That was that a Bigfoot call?
That's funny.
Thank you.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Donna.
How's it going today? It's a beautiful
amazing.
Day.
Amazing. I'm so excited.
Oh, yay! Oh, we have a fabulous prize up for grabs, too, don't we, Rocco?
Yes, we do. I
better
hope...
than a t-shirt?
Yeah. I mean, well, do you have any children choice. In your life, Nikki?
I do, but they're old.
Okay. Well,
old children.
But I like kids.
Well, we'll yeah. see. I'm going to offer you... Well, you might not even win, so well, this could all be moot. But we are offering four tickets to the Children's Museum in downtown St. Paul. We'll talk about it later if you want those or if you'd rather have a t-shirt. But first, you have to win the game. And
done.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Who do you I think, like the confidence.
Who do you think knows more about hot celebrities with the initials CT, Donna or Steve?
Girl power. I'm sticking with my girl, Donna.
Woo!
We got to catch her up.
Yeah.
You're anti-man, woo! Aren't you?
Yes. Go.
All right, fine. I'll go do small talk in the hall. This will be great.
Okay.
Tell Kaylee to just put a mark in the win column.
Hey, that's hey! Right. No,
Nikki.
No. All right.
Donna is crawling back. It's like 37-33.
All right. All right, Nikki, stand by.
All right, okay. Nikki, there she goes. All right, Donna. We'll start with this one. I've been doing a lot of Golden Raspberry questions lately. That's an award usually for like worst movie, worst actor, that sort of thing, right?
Yes, sir. Me? Yes.
In 1998, this CT was double nominated for Worst New Star for his performances in The Fifth Element and Money Talks.
I'm going to pass right now.
This CT was a Best Actress nominee for both North Country and Bombshell.
I'm going to say Charlize Theron.
And this CT won a MTV Movie Award for Best Comedic Performance for 22 Jump Street.
Let me go back to the first one. 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
Charlie, Chuck, Skeet Ulrich.
For the first one, think of a bad actor in Fifth Element. No?
I never saw Fifth Element.
Okay, Nikki, she might need your help.
I do need your help.
Channing Tatum. Third one is Channing Tatum.
Okay, Channing Tatum is number three.
Now, the first one, we got to go all the way back to 1998. Worst new star for both The Fifth Element and Money Talks. No?
And it's a man?
And it's a, yep, it's a man with the initials CT.
Oh, man.
It's a man with a what?
With the initials CT.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks for the hint.
Yes, sir.
No idea on that one.
All right, we'll just bring Steven.
All right, you guys talk for a sec.
All right. What are you doing with the rest of your day today, Nikki?
Headed into work in a little bit. So, pretty exciting.
Can we ask what you do?
I'm an assistant principal.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for what you do. School's going to be starting soon.
I know. It's very exciting.
Oh, very cool. Steve, this is between us.
What?
Okay, just don't
are you guys
worry
talking about
it.
School and stuff?
Yeah.
Is she a teacher?
Principal, assistant principal.
Oh, very cool.
Maybe she could give the, you know, 4 vouchers to the Children's Museum to some young kids at school that behave well.
I for sure could. Actually, I would probably donate it. We have a fundraiser coming up.
Well, there you go.
Oh,
I love it.
Families could bid on it, and my school would get money. So there you go.
Now we hope that Steve blows these questions.
Actually, no, I'm coming out, man. I'm bloodthirsty. I don't know why.
And my assistant principal knows would tell me that Steve might have been maybe in trouble for talking a lot as a child. Oh.
You are correct. I was described by my literature teacher as loquacious, which is talkative. So, yes. All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go. There goes Nikki. We love her. We're probably going to give her the tickets either way. Yeah. We'll start with this one. These are all people with the initials CT in honor of Connecticut Day. This CT was a double Golden Raspberry Award nominee in 1998 for Worst New Star based on his performances in The Fifth Element and Money Talks.
Pass.
The one who was a Best Actress nominee.
Chris Tucker.
For both North Country and Bombshell.
Charlize Theron.
And he won an MTV Movie Award in 2014 for Best Comedic Performance in 22 Jump Street.
Oh, that's going to be... Say the question again.
22 Jump Street Best Comedic Performance MTV Movie Award.
Channing Tatum.
Okay, I think we'll still give those vouchers.
We'll give her, listen, I'm a giver.
Wow.
How did you girls do? Ladies, women.
We got two. I got one. Nikki
didn't
got
get Chris
one.
Tucker.
We didn't get Chris Tucker. That's too hard.
I didn't even know that Chris Tucker would be right. I don't remember those movies. Donna has long been opposed to public education, Nikki. And I don't know why. That's a weird part of her puzzle that I can't quite get to fit. But
funny,
I do support public school and my children go there. And thank you so much for the work that you do dealing with children every day. I say dealing with because some days it's really like you're just dealing with them because kids can be nuts and I've only got 4 and you have to oversee hundreds. So thank you, thank you, thank you for what you do.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for making me laugh every day.
Oh, you're so sweet.
We're going to give you the t-shirt. What are we going
to
give you?
Tickets to the Children's Museum in downtown San Francisco.
Yes, that's right.
Excellent. Hang on the line.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay, bye. Have a good rest of your day. Oh, man.
I just stole one of your friends.
You kind of did,
but Nikki had a thing
I'm
going
used to
home.
It.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Hey, Rocco, get off the air.
Yeah, Rocco, get out of here. All right, so I have 5 tricks that you are going to really appreciate. These are how to be the most attractive person in the room. Okay?
Go ahead, say it. Step 1, be in a room with Steve.
I wasn't going to say that.
I was bracing myself.
I want Rocco to be able to hear some of these too because...
We'll wait for Rocco. I'll give you a quick little filler. My mom sent a picture yesterday. We did right around this time. Etiquette for airplanes.
Right.
That we all agree on.
Unspoken. You should know by now. Yada, yada.
My mom takes a... You know, my mom, not known for her photography skills. She takes a picture and says, this is a picture of a lady in a red shirt that did not listen to your radio show. She took my armrest and her own aisle armrest. My mom was in the middle seat, and she took this picture of it.
Your mom is hilarious.
My mom did like a total sneaky photo. I don't even know how she did it, because it looks like it was in selfie mode.
And she's sitting right next to the woman and takes a picture of her. Let me see that again. That is so funny.
But the woman on the aisle did not understand the rule that is universally accepted, which is the person in the middle seat on a plane gets access, full access to both armrests, because they've already gotten screwed. Aisle gets their aisle armrest, window gets their window, middle gets
but
both.
The picture she took is the person in the middle.
No, she is in the middle. The woman in red is in the aisle.
I see. Okay. I see. She's on that side of the plane. Okay, mm-hmm. Got it. That's funny. Way to go, Jane. All right, here are your tips.
Okay.
This is how to be the most attractive person in the room.
All right, this is exciting.
Tip number one, use your hands when you talk.
I'm a big hand talker.
I am too. People make fun of me for it. Oh my God, I'm so attractive. walk around with wet hair.
Barf, Rocco.
Rocco, you dirtbag. Listen to this.
Yeah.
How to be the most attractive person in the room. Tip number two is to walk around with wet hair.
Really?
People
hate it.
They think people are hotter when their hair is wet. This woman didn't say where she got that, though. Okay, so this is probably some TikToker.
Our issue with it is we feel that we're seeing too much of them. Like it's home you.
Yeah, like I could be in a robe.
Exactly. Like you're fresh out of a shower.
Yes. That would be kind of fun. What if I just sat her and just worked the first, you know? I
mean,
it's still morning. Just a robe with a coffee mug.
Guess what? Rocco's next purchase is going to be a robe with lobsters all over it.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Okay, speak slowly.
We don't do that well.
You do. You take lots of pauses when you talk, especially when you're doing things that make you go, huh?
Say this.
Well, you'll pause and everyone's like, okay, well, what's happening? Rushing through your words makes you seem insecure. Taking your time makes you seem relaxed.
Take a breath, yeah?
Smile like you mean it and have warm body language.
Mm.
When you're genuinely having a good time, people are attracted to that. And lastly, have sensual energy.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And that means be confident in yourself and letting your sexual energy flow in your body.
How does that person who's writing this tip, how do you want us to express that? What does that look like?
Just, you know.
Sorry, I was just letting my sexual energy flow. I don't know that this is a great plan.
All right, well, it's just some TikTok lady. So there you go. You're welcome.
I've already located a couple lobster robes. You guys will have to let me decide if you like the light blue or the dark blue.
All right, send us pictures.
He already did.
Oh my gosh, Rocco. Are you at work?
I'm a good Googler.
The fastest work he does is always lobster related.
Jeez Louise.
Wow, you have to get that, Rocco. You have to. Like, how much is it?
That one's like, they're both like $65. Well, I'll keep looking.
Bro, Meg's making the money.
She really is. Let's
just bring it in. Okay. All right.
Oh, definitely the blue one.
When we come back.
All right, good day.
Travis Scott is going to be doing his big Vegas residency. I feel like residency is a stretch. I think it's like two individual dates, but tickets? You thought those Springsteen tickets were expensive?
Oh, we were just talking about this last night.
Wait until you hear what Travis Scott's tickets are going for. That when we come back. Donna and Steve on My Talk.
To take you home.
Hey, we're back. Appreciate you guys tuning in to the Hump Day edition of the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. DJ Rock Lobster's in the house.
Yeah.
Donna, I know when we went to that gala at Tubman, you wore a jumpsuit.
That is true.
I just sent you a lobster jumpsuit that I found in my shopping, online shopping during the break.
Oh, let me see.
I wonder what...
Oh, I love it. I don't like where the things are positioned.
Right.
Look at this, Steve.
It's all. Yeah, I know there's... Oh, no.
The pinchers are
oh, you're right.
No, Rocker.
Are up by the lady parts.
yeah.
And not, the head is by the lady part.
This is like on that, remember the LuLaRoe documentary?
I do love it, though.
And they were talking about how some of the designs started to have, like, stuff that was, like right on the crotch of the pants. They was like, guys.
You can't do that.
No.
I think I'd like it better if it was all white and the lobster was in the back. We're going to have to. We're going to have to post this now.
Okay. You're in lobster right. shopping.
Can you imagine Rocco's suggested ads that follow him around online? Oh, God. You know what I mean, Donna? Like cookies, you know, you have to disable cookies or it's like, oh, you looked for new mailbox numbers. And now everywhere you go, it's like, oh, look, mailbox number ad on the side. How much sure. lobster advertisements. Oh,
I get a lot of Pittsburgh stuff like on Facebook now. Yeah, like, yeah, you a Yinzer? Get these t-shirts from vintage Pittsburgh places.
Oh, because
you
telling...
looked up some Pittsburgh stuff. That's great.
Oh, no, it's because it's listening to you
the
talk
the Pittsburgh
to me.
Potty. Remember?
I was talking to my family yesterday about how you were making fun of me for saying pierogies.
Hmm.
And they're like, well, how else do you say it?
Of course. You
and I'm like, there. Oh, pierogi.
Pierogies.
Oh, hey, who wants pierogies?
I'm just saying, it's not like you go to Chipotle and say, yes, I'll have the burrito. So, but you're going to do pierogi. I don't know. Listen, we can all just say that we love each other and respect each other. But when someone you know well throws out the official way to say something based on the land in which it's originated, but they don't do it for any other things. There's an inconsistency to that.
I'm not
that
even
is
listening to you anymore.
Yeah, you're one finger texting. You look like a real machine over there. I mean, she looks like she's from the Carousel of Progress, the 90s part. No, you know, I need access to this soundboard.
No,
this is garbage. You know what I mean, though, Donna? You're not going to... I want to go to an Italian restaurant, or you can ask for the Parmesan.
But here's the thing. If you say something your entire life, from the time you're born until today, and then you start going, that's not how you say it, it's really hard, okay, Hoogie?
Hey, Donna!
What?
That's personal.
Yeah.
Pierog. How do you say it?
Pierogies.
Well, it's kind of like Guy Fiero. Fiero.
Yeah. You sound dumb. It's pronounced Fiero.
Oh,
why are you like the way you are?
But you guys both agree on
kibasi.
A Polish kibasi. Sausage
and my
called
family.
A kibasi.
Kibasi instead of kielbasa.
Yeah, who's it's like, oh, okay, Bologna. My Bologna has a first name. It's
O-S-C-A. Everybody knows the song. Oh, Lord.
Anyway. What were we talking about again?
Kibasi. Prince. What's on the board
no,
here?
No, I got Travis Scott.
Okay, Travis Scott.
All right, fine.
He is doing a residency in Vegas. I think it's coming up in September. The headline today on MSN.com reads, Travis Scott fully back at $27,000 a ticket.
Wait, what? No.
$27,000 a ticket. He is going to be... doing this Vegas residency. We heard the Springsteen tickets were crazy expensive, but there are apparently tickets that are $27,000 to be on the dance floor on September 17th, which is the opening night of the residency. But I don't even know why they call it residency. To my knowledge, he's doing two dates, September 17th and October 15th.
That's not a residency. Residency means you're living in Vegas.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right, so there was also this video posted by Kylie Jenner recently, I guess, because it was over the weekend in Europe.
Europe!
Where Travis Scott performed to a crowd of 20,000 and played some new music and all that kind of stuff. This video is of Travis backstage screaming loudly, punching a door, and then he gets embraced by James Harden, all-star basketball player. And then he is splashed with champagne. He is screaming in the video, the biggest in the world is back. And this was a part of the story, so I clicked on the video. And I just thought, you know, I just think it's difficult for a major music star to stay grounded.
Yeah.
Because if you get back and do your job, and then afterward... you know, you're just like, the biggest in the world is back. And you got all these hype people who are around him.
Yes.
And then splashing him with champagne. I get it. It's exciting to be back. He's had a difficult 9 months after the Astroworld tragedy that happened and all that. But it just, that was an aside from the story of this Vegas residency costing $27,000 a ticket, where I thought,
who's buying the tickets? Mm. I mean, come on.
But you got to admit, that video is pretty interesting, especially from a sports perspective, because both James Harden and Kevin Durant were hanging out. We all thought they didn't like each other after mm-hmm. their divorce from the Nets. But I don't know. That's got to be cathartic. He's had this. I mean, I don't know. I don't really fault. I mean, the truth will come out, but I don't really fault Travis Scott for the people that died in that thing. I fault the people that put the show together, right?
Well, and I'm sure there is some element to your point, Rocco, where it is healing for him to be back on stage and all that. I just think when you're then backstage and like excitedly punching the door mm-hmm. and saying the greatest in the world is back and you've got people just going nuts, it's just so difficult to stay grounded. I remember I spoke with an actress from news radio. I'm forgetting her name at the moment. Red hair. Goodness, I'm forgetting what a great sitcom that was. Mm-hmm. But when I sat down and talked with her, she said, you know, even when I was doing news radio, I would have days where I would be on set and then I would come back home, and it's tough to leave the way that people treat you on set as an actress in a sitcom. You're treated very well. You're like right. the royalty there.
Right.
And then adjusting to home life.
Right.
Where your husband's just like, have we thought about what we want to do tonight? Are we going out? And it's just like,
the
balance of all that for a 90s sitcom cast member was something. If you're a major music star and you've got celebrities backstage and they're hyping you up, it must just be very, very difficult to stay grounded. And as Kendrick Lamar once said, be humble.
Are you talking about Maura Tierney?
Vicki Lewis?
Not Vicki Lewis.
Vicki Lewis.
Maura Tierney was in that show. That was
but she was not a redhead. So
she was great. Joe Rogan, Phil Hartman, Dave Foley, Andy Dick. Was on that? Yes, that was where he got his big break.
I did not know that.
It's
thanks,
available
Steve.
On Pluto TV, the Roku channel, Crackle, and Amazon Prime.
Thanks, Rocco. Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a breather, deep stretch our ham-a-lamma ding-dongs, our hamstrings is what I meant. And we will come back with a dirt alert. And then Cobra Kai bringing back another classic character. Mm-hmm. Find out who next.